The $275,000 grant will be used to find ways to empower high school students with disabilities. Or, as the executive director of the council says, teach them to think about what they want in life after graduation and be able to advocate those ideas to the adults around them. By contrast, Jennifer Ondrejka says there are lots of programs that train teachers and parents on how to decide whether students are ready for work, higher education, or volunteer positions.
No one, as far as we know, has ever focused the effort on the kids themselves.
Ondrejka says this transition program will include a week in the summer where juniors and seniors will hear how others with disabilities made the transition from high school to the next stage of their life. Plus, students will receive self-advocacy training in school.
The largest part of the program is going to be kids helping kids.
A peer mentoring network will expose students to new options. Jennifer Ondrejka says this may solve problems in tight budget areas.
Many kids are graduating from special ed, and if there's no formal program set up in their county, they graduate to nothing. And our hope is that if we give the kids enough resources and enough information, many of them will be able to craft a life for themselves without having to be in a formal system.
While 5,000 students with disabilities graduate from high school each year, this one-year grant will only serve a couple hundred students in three regions, the Fox River Valley, the Chippewa Valley, and Milwaukee. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio.